Hello and welcome to the Stratford Keleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterline. The Stratford Keleton's True Champions is an 11-part series that will take us through some of the greatest memories in Keleton hockey history. Tonight in Part 1, we're going to take a look back at the first few years of the Keletons and some of the great memories that happened those years.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
The first year the Stratford Keletons existed, 1975-76, they won the regular season championship with relative ease. That didn't seem to help them much come playoff time. Here's Keleton play-by-play announcer Bob Smith.
They had a tremendous infusion of young talent come into the team from the Stratford Minor Hockey Association, plus some area players. Jim Benn stands out as one outstanding winger that joined the team at that time. Frank Barth, probably one of the best products from the Stratford Minor Hockey Association ever, moved up to the Junior B level and scored 125 points in his first year, just absolutely dominated the league offensively.
Here's head coach of that team, Jack Nairn.
Well, we finished in first, and we had a very young team, and we were off for 2 weeks before we started the finals, I remember, and it didn't help us any. We finished in first, and they finished in second. And they beat us in six games. We got down 3-0 in the series before we knew what happened. And we bounced back and won the next two, but they beat us out. That was in the finals of the league.
Even though the Keletons lost out in their first year to Waterloo in the league finals, Stratford fans wouldn't have to wait long for a championship.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You've got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you.
The 1976-77 season would be the first of two straight OHA championships for the Stratford Keletons. Both years they would play the Streetsville Derbies in the finals. Here's longtime Keleton color commentator Clark Heyman with some of his memories of Streetsville.
I remember specifically, I forget what year it was, but specifically they were down 2-0 in one series, and Streetsville were big and tough, and even Gooney, and they were coached by Tom Barrett, who is deceased now, but anyway, Denny Flanagan brought in Pat Kelly. It was a Sunday afternoon game in Streetsville, and he put Kelly out to start the game at center ice, and he and another great big guy from Streetsville, they dropped their gloves and went at it, and it was one of the best fights I've ever seen in hockey. They went toe-to-toe, and both got kicked out of the game, naturally, but Stratford won that afternoon, went on to win four straight. But Pat Kelly there alone that day turned the whole series around.
I remember the first year, we lost 10-0 in the second game, and then we came back, and they didn't beat us again. We won the next four games. But I always remember Pat Kelly beating up two players at once. He had one player in each arm, and that was before the game started in the street. So. Mm-hmm. And we had great goaltending there. Tom Reston played well for us that year. And he won the last four games, actually. We've been rotating up to them.
There are a lot of special people on those two Keleton teams, but none stick out more than the local talent of Barton Chisholm and Skinner, the Kid Line.
I take credit for that, naming them the Kid Line. They were young. They were all good players, Barton, Chisholm, and Skinner, and they all live in Stratford. As a matter of fact, today, all three of them went on to U.S. colleges. Scott didn't stay at Brown, but both Barton and Chisholm went to the University of New Hampshire and graduated, but they're all back now, married and living in Stratford. But they were a great hockey line for a local line that came out of midget hockey and played Junior B as long as they did before they went on.
And manager of the Stratford Keletons, Dennis Flanagan Sr., talks about the Kid Line.
We kind of followed that Kid Line throughout their minor hockey career. They played as a line in minor hockey, and it was funny that year that they came up with the B team. Jack Nairn, I believe, was our coach then. Mm-hmm. And we just left the line together, and they proved to be as good in junior, so the next 3 years as they were in minor hockey. And Barton and Chisholm, they went to the University of Hampshire, two more. And I believe Scott Skinner, who now owns a butcher shop here in Stratford, he went to Brown University. So the three of them did quite well.
Another great member of those two Stratford-Culleton championship teams who hailed from Tavistock was Ross Yancey. He tells us about some of his memories of playing the Streetsville Derbies.
Streetsville was tough. The first year, we had a really tough team, too. Like, we had guys that could do both, you know, drop the gloves or play, like Mark Field, Tim Uniak, Rod Bilharts, Dave Gross is a big, strong guy, you know, Pat Kelly, Bill Irwin. There's just all kinds of guys. I don't. The one game in Streetsville, I forget which game it was, the first year, they started their five toughest guys, and we started our five toughest guys, and I think before the puck hit the ice, there was 10 pair of glove on the ice, and the guys were going at her, so that was kind of a neat little thing. And of course, the arena in Stratford was sold out every game. It was really, really exciting.
Join us next time on the Stratford-Culleton's True Champions as we'll continue our look at the back-to-back championship teams of the 1970s. Plus, we'll talk about another intense series that the Culletons played against their cross-county rivals, the St. Mary's Lincolns. And we'll also take a look at Wayne Gretzky's memorable experience of playing the Culletons. That's all coming up next time on the Stratford-Culleton's True Champions.